Why do people base their words on how many compliments they get, or how many people like them, or how well they are accepted by their classmates, their colleagues, their acquaintances, or how much people love them? Or sometimes, the people who are after them or who want to be with them. Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of On This Course with Nabila. I am your host Nabila. This podcast is all about controversial topics, debunking topics, discussing undiscussed topics and issues, and elaborating on different situations and opinions that affect our society. It is also your one stop for motivation, insight, and advice. And today I'm going to be talking about self-love. But before we get to that, depending on where you are listening or watching this from, do not forget to like, share, follow, and please leave a 5-star review. Also, do not forget to follow the social media accounts of this podcast. For Instagram, on the Facebook page, it's at underscores with Nabila. On Twitter, it's at UWNABILA. Don't forget to follow me too on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, in fact, every single thing at Bela303. That's BELA303. If you guys want to get the pics of this podcast and all, you'll see the Pinterest board link in the description. All the links I mentioned are there. If you guys have any topics you'd want me to talk about, you can tweet at UWNABILA, that's UWNABILA, or comment on any of the Instagram or Facebook pages posts, or just message the account. And now let's get to it. So first, let's define self-love. This definition is by bbrfoundation.org. Self-love is a state of appreciation for oneself that grows from actions that support our physical, psychological, and spiritual growth. Self-love means having a high regard for your own well-being and happiness. I feel as if lots of people don't know the difference between self-love and selfishness. Some people feel that loving themselves more means that they're gonna be selfish. And then at the end, they become foolish because they forget that they're supposed to also think about themselves. I'm not saying that it's wrong to be selfless. It isn't wrong to love others, but the same way you love others, also love yourself. There are people who can go to miles and miles to help someone, but then if the same thing happens to them, they don't do anything at all to help themselves. Lots of people are the ones who drown themselves in their own misery. For example, some people base their worth on how many people like them. And when one person likes them, even if 10 people love them, they feel that they aren't worth as much. Or some people base their worth on the relationship. If they are currently dating someone, then they feel that, oh, they must be loved. And then if they're not, they feel like they're trash. Lots of these things happen, and the ironical part is people see it as nothing. And so the question actually comes to, what exactly is self-love? Self-love is loving yourself unconditionally. If you could love the world and love other people, then why can't you love yourself? Why do you keep constantly comparing yourself to other people that, oh, this person does better, or how I wish that I could be like this person, without actually thinking about your talents? We can't all be the know-all, or we can't know every single thing in this world, and we can't be every single profession. Everyone's got their talents, their weaknesses, what they're strong at, what just isn't good for them, but it doesn't make you any less than anyone else. It doesn't make you worthless, neither does it make you trash. Just because you don't know how to sing or dance or make poems or you aren't good at business doesn't mean that you aren't good at something else. The funniest part of this all is that people look for what isn't theirs. For example, let's say someone isn't good at something, but instead they just compare them. So instead of looking for what exactly they're good at and to hone their skills, you can't be good at every single thing in the world. We all know that saying, jack of all trades, master of none. So why bother yourself? Okay? See yourself as a priority. Yesterday was Valentine, and I'm sure lots of people must have seen lots of pictures of couples, and then they'd be like, oh, they're being loved, but I'm like, you should know how to love yourself first before thinking of loving someone else. Don't you think so too? Imagine this. A well giving water to other people. But then the well needs water, but then it doesn't get one. And then instead of taking some for itself, it decides that that is selfishness. And then at the end, the well perishes, and then people don't care. They just move on. The point of this is that you need to learn to take care of yourself, to love yourself. It is your life. If anything happens to you, the world won't stop. The world won't care. And even if people are gonna cry, the world would still continue. The world won't ever stop for anyone. Life will keep throwing balls, hitting people, and then moving on. So why would you just only think about others and not think about yourself? And also, why do you keep looking down on yourself and thinking that you aren't good enough, or you aren't worthy of something, or you don't deserve something? Some people get promotions at their offices and then they feel that, oh, they're undeserving just because some people say that they are not. And this is where self-love comes to place. You need to know how to value yourself, how to know your worth. Know your worth and other people would know your worth. Respect yourself and other people would respect you. Not everyone in the world would love you. Not everyone in the world would hate you. So why bother yourself with people who do not even matter at all? You won't see one person every single day of your life. Neither will you only be with one person every single second. You aren't going to see all your enemies every single day and second of your life till you die. So why bother yourself with people who do not actually matter? Okay? Lots of people take their haters' comments to heart, and at the end it devastates them that they forget themselves. But then why stress yourself? And even if you're gonna see them every single second of your life, why bother yourself with people who don't actually matter? Why actually endanger your own mental health just for people who do not actually care about you? People should learn that self-love isn't selfishness. There is a big difference between selfish and loving yourself. And so the point of this episode is that you should learn to love yourself. The same way you love other people, you should love yourself. You should take care of your mental health. You shouldn't listen to people's negative comments about you. You shouldn't compare your life to others. You shouldn't see yourself as trash or as unworthy just because you weren't good at a particular skill or a particular sector or something like that. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode, and I am your host, Nabila. But before you guys leave, do not forget to like, share, follow, and please leave a 5-star review. Also, don't forget to follow the social media accounts of this podcast, Instagram and the Facebook page. It's at _withNabila. On Twitter, it's at @UWNABILAA. and my socials, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, every single thing, at Bella303, that's BELLA303. If you guys want to get the pics of this podcast and all, you'll see the link in the description. All the links I mentioned are in the description. Also, guys, if you have anything you'd want me to talk about, you can always tweet at UWNEBILA or comment on any of the posts, or you can just message the podcast account. Thank you guys so much for listening, and see you guys again next week, Wednesday, and every other Wednesday. Goodbye!